I was there within 5 minutes, I'd say, at the most. Didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, but what I did see shocked me, the fact that I got round there and the complete place was in darkness. There was kids screaming and crying and shouting all over the place. There was no emergency services there, so I don't know if they'd even been called by that point. Obviously, my priority was to make sure Kelsey was okay. I was completely shocked. That's the only way I can describe it, that the fact that there was no assistance, there was no first aiders, there was nothing. All these kids were just basically put out and left to their own devices.
When you get a phone call from your 14-year-old daughter on a Saturday night like that, she's gone out to enjoy herself, how did that make you feel?
I was distraught. I was worried, sick. I was in a blind panic. It was like, as you say, they go to these places to enjoy themselves. It's all fun and it's a great laugh. That's what it's all about, especially on a Saturday night with your friends. It was like, I can't believe this has happened.
You must, at that point, have been worrying that it was a lot worse than what it turned out to be.
Oh, definitely. I didn't really know at that point what to expect, as I say, because she was hardly making any sense on the phone because obviously she was in such a shock.
So you got there, the emergency services were just starting to arrive on scene. What happened when you saw Kelsey and you got to her?
When I seen Kelsey, she was crying. She was sitting in the ground, actually, with her friends round about her. So obviously I went over, made sure she was okay. She says her legs felt very numb and that the top of her back was sore. Trying to ask her what had happened, but she was very upset about it. So the first thing I kind of done was kind of assisting her into the car, because I thought I need to get her to the hospital, because the first ambulance had just came and there was a boy there that was obviously a lot worse off than Kelsey. We'd seen the blood all over the back of his jumper and the fact that his head had been cut open. And so I think my natural reaction was get Kelsey into the car, shut the doors over and speak to the police.
How does it change how you would treat these fairground attractions in future, like your other kids, let them go to that?
Well, the plan was the Sunday night I was supposed to be taking my son. He's only six. So it was like she would go with her friends on the Saturday night, I would go with my friends and their kids on the Sunday night. But obviously that never happened after that, because there's no way I would even step foot in these parts now. No way.